Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Donald Kramers, who is with HOK San Francisco. Donald, you doing okay?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
Good to be with you. The reason I'm talking to you is you worked with Mannington Commercial in the design of a carpet called Vivendi, and it won the Best of Neocon Gold, so congratulations on that.
Thank you. We're very excited about it.
And I wanted to interview you because this is chosen by designers to win a Best of Neocon. Designers come in, and I always think it's great when a supplier like Mannington Commercial taps a designer to collaborate on a product, and then it wins an award, because I guess, you know, with your background, you have a sense of what they're looking for, right?
I would say that's right. I think the selection process first starts with the designers or the architects. Ultimately, whoever's buying it is going to make the decision. So, you know, we can make our recommendations to our clients, and we're just hoping that designers love this product and pick it to get in front of their clients.
So let's talk a little bit about this collaboration. First, though, just a little bit more background. You do focus in interior design, and you've been doing this in San Francisco with HOK for over 25 years. Is that right?
Actually, with HOK for only 5 years, but interior design for over 25 years.
Tell us a little bit how you started working with Mannington Commercial, and then take us through the process of designing Vivendi.
Well, HOK actually now has a product design group, and we've been working with Mannington through the course of 5 or 6 different product lines now. And one of the things that they wanted to look at was kind of the realm of healthcare and healthcare flooring. So we actually started about 1.5 years ago working with them on a resilient flooring, and it was really targeted to the healthcare market. And that was called Vivendi, which is Latin, I believe, something about the zest of life or quality of life. And it was something that was chosen by Natalie Jones, who's our client at Mannington. And it really kind of, I think, sort of summed up our process, that we really had a lot of fun with it. And we involved a lot of different designers as we were looking at different options, getting their feedback on it, and even some clients. So it really was a true collaboration between design and manufacturing, and ultimately the people who will be buying it.
And I might add, that product won a gold last year at Neocon, right?
That's right, it did. So that was kind of the first step with it. That was really great. And I think, as you said, when your product is chosen by your peers, you know, there's pretty good assessment that it's going to be popular with them, and it hopefully will be successful. So we're just starting to run that out now and getting really good response on it. So then Mannington wanted to sort of take it to the next step, and the obvious choice for them would be to look at a carpet product. So for about 9 months now, we've been working on this project, and we've come up with 3 different patterns that will be both broadloom and modular, and we're really excited about it.
How different is it to work with different mediums, and then tell us a little bit about how it's different to work with carpet?
Well, carpet really is different than the first product, because the first Vivendi was a heterogeneous sheet floor, which is really kind of a graphic as a layer on top of the flooring surface. So we created artwork that pretty much was able to be used kind of in the printing process. So we were pretty sure just from our artwork what we were going to end up with. You know, coloring sort of changes it a little bit. But with carpet, we had concepts of kind of a graphic of what we were trying to achieve. We knew what type of fiber we were using and what kind of tufting machine, but we didn't really know what kind of texture we were going to get out of it. And we went through this whole process of looking at texture and then looking at scale. So when it comes together, it's really more like a fabric. It's not exactly a flat surface the way resilient flooring is. So that's been fun to see how that has evolved.
And so you were able to mix texture with color and variation like that to come up with this look, right?
And with scale and everything, right, exactly. I mean, you have high and low, and then you've got tip shearing, which gives it a softer effect in certain areas, and it kind of creates an accent in certain areas. So it's really much more complex than the resilient flooring is.
And this product is, you said you knew the yarn system. Tell us a little bit about the yarn. It's nylon, right?
It's Antron Lumina, type 6-6, solution dyed. So I don't necessarily get into the technical aspects of things, but I know that it's a really durable fiber. It has great light fastness. So for healthcare, we know that it's going to work really well. And we're really looking at it as a high-performance product. So our aesthetic, we don't think, is going to be sort of thought of as a healthcare aesthetic. We're really expecting that it will cross markets. We hope it will have applications in hospitality and corporate, possibly retail. So for us, the aesthetic needs to be a little bit more universal, and it's just contemporary, beautiful look that's different than anything else out there, but it's high performance, so it can really take a beating no matter what environment you put it in.
And it's built to coordinate with the hard surface product that you designed last year, right?
That's correct. This whole process has been a part of a collaboration that internally we kind of call it the goes not matches collaboration. And it's about putting product together that designers and end users feel confident that when they go to pull these pieces out, that the patterns will complement each other and the colors will coordinate with each other as well, not in a completely matching way. So as we developed the patterns for the carpet, we weren't laying them down side by side with the resilient floor, but we always had it in the back of our mind that when you put them together, they would look great together.
All right, great. Donald, it's good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Donald Kramers, who is an interior designer with HOK and who collaborated with Mannington Commercial to develop the Vende, which won a Best of Neocon Gold. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.